Aliyah Bash Khalifumi Yushav. Not that you shouldn't wear Khalif.
Your clothing article, your shirts, whatever.
Yushav, where you live, you sit.
No, Aliyah Bash, don't put on your clothing sitting. Miyushav. You should only put on your clothing. He'll explain. So you take your chaluk and you put it on your head and on your arms. The zrol means arms. When you're still lying down. Shulchan Aruch is recommending. They generally were sleeping naked or close to it. So how do you get dressed? You don't sit up naked. Rather, you go kind of sanua, hidden under your covers, and that's how you put on your clothes. Okay, that's in the Shulchan Aruch world the way to get dressed. I know, not exactly how people do.
Mendelssohn is all about that.
Does he do that actually?
It's even worse.
Not worse.
I heard this year.
Like he
wears a towel under the shower.
I was there when he said this year. It's very okay. Like, make sure like that, like there's always something on him whenever he gets dressed.
Right. Okay, so that's like a maybe more strict perspective, but you understand where he's coming from a little bit?
No. Okay. I think all it does is like encourage like shame or like guilt, like associated with like being.
Depends on your perspective.
I think that's fascinating. It's a side effect.
It's really fascinating that it's the first sugya, so to speak, of the Chumash itself. Meaning Adam and Eve, and they were embarrassed of their nakedness. So you could view that as a curse, kind of like what you were saying, like, yo, we shouldn't be embarrassed, but like, you know, we are. But it could be that in the post-Adam world, there's a value in that smut and that busha of being nakedness. I think when I felt this the strongest, it was in the army. And we had these communal showers. I didn't grow up like that, you know, in college locker rooms and stuff like that, culture of like naked.
Not about locker room talk.
That's not my thing. I'm into, when I go to the shower, I'm private, alone, you know? I don't like being naked. And it became like weird that over time it became more and more normal to be naked in front of others. And I wasn't comfortable with the fact that I got so normal. Like even, it would have like an army song we would all sing. In the beginning, like the religious people wouldn't really sing it, we would do our own thing. Eventually we were all singing with it. And I don't know, I'm still not comfortable with that. But I think there is some value in this tznut, in this like busha. But anyways.
We'll agree to disagree here.
Okay, I think there obviously might be different levels. For example, like, I do go to the mikvah. There are other people around who are naked, and it's okay. Like, there are spaces, you know, where it's more appropriate, you know? But I do think it's good that Judaism tries to build in this kind of... There is something special and holy about the private parts, and it shouldn't just be like any other part of our body. I think we do have to, like, there's some good... There's good values in the fact that we guard. Daniel, what do you think?
I think there's something that he said. I just disagree with the perspective that Avram was approaching with it. That it's a shame. It's a shame.
No, I'm not saying it's specifically made to be a shaming of the body. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying it's a side effect.
Okay.
If you wanted to be.
Not if you want to be. Like,
I don't personally feel ashamed of the body at all. And I still think there's value in this. There's like, isn't the thing, I love my body, but I don't love it in public spheres. Or like, in certain spheres. Even though here it's not public. It's alone in your room. But there is like a difference. Like, my body's great, but it has to be kept.
And also, specifically in this case, is it about busha, or is it being able to like start your day and say like something like Moda Ani, or do Negavas, or in like a Tzanua way? Maybe it's not about busha here, maybe it's about Kavod Hashem.
It doesn't mention anything about like Moda Ani.
That's true. Yeah, it's an interesting perspective. It wouldn't be my general assumption, but it could be. Alright, let's see it inside, and then we'll see what conclusions we can draw. Okay, so you do it under the covers. By the way, I have asked Shulam Aleichem, Boker Tov, welcome. I have asked modern day rabbis, why is it that nobody goes like this Shulchan Aruch, except Rabbi Mendelssohn, another rabbi of mine. It's almost upstairs. If you haven't, he shouldn't be.
Whose covers is it?
Yours, no? I don't know. My bad. I asked rabbis, why is it that people don't get dressed under the covers? Maybe it's a function of the fact that we don't get dressed. We're not naked. They were naked, literally. That's why they got dressed. We have boxers on, so it's like less of a big deal. But I have yet to find a real answer. For some reason, the custom developed not to go like this halacha.
So was it like your space, your house is still like a relatively public area because of the way?
That could be different. Like in India, it was like everyone was right next to everyone. That's just the nature of things. So like there's a lot less privacy. Like now it could be there's more privacy. Maybe that changes it. But the idea of this sniut with regard to your body, I think that remains intact, regardless of whether we apply this exact idea of getting dressed under the covers. I think the modern day application would probably be to get dressed in a bathroom. I mean, when you're changing your underwear, whatever, don't do it in public, but in a private space. But there are
that. Everyone to get out.
That too. Okay, fine. Vinimsa. Turns out when you stand up, you're covered. Okay, this idea when you're under the you get dressed under the cover so that at least you have some sort of cloak under you. I have to say, when I was in India, it changed my view on tzniut. Because, like, the rabbi there, the chief rabbi of their whole clan, walks around all day with no shirt on and boxers. Tafa. Why? Because it's 120 degrees.
What about tzitzis?
He wasn't wearing tzitzis. It's a whole different world. But
is he even Orthodox?
I mean, he wasn't Orthodox. It's a different thing. But anyway, just the fact that he could, like, it's normal for him to walk around, you know, with no shirt on, with my wife around. It's just fascinating. But he did cover his, you know, his private parts. So, who knows? There is an element of subjectivity, is what I'm saying. Okay, we're in the Mishnah Berurah. Let's see what the Mishnah Berurah has to say. Miushav. If you want, Ivan, we're in the first. Simon Bet, Aleph. You following? We're in the first Mishnah Berurah of Simon Bet. The Az Behechrech Yid Gale Gufo. If you sit down, you will certainly reveal your flesh. Vaadam Tzarekli Naeg Bitzniut. And a person has to behave with tzniut. That's a good question. How do we define the word tzniut? What does tzniut mean?
Modesty.
Modesty. What does that mean, modesty? Good, it's a cute word, but like, what does it mean?
It must not be over.
It's a good question, right?
Self-preserving.
What do you mean by self-preserving?
Keeping what you got in.
Keeping what parts of what you got? I would say your physical. Certain parts of your physical. I think. It's interesting. Maybe spiritual also. Maybe spiritual also. There is an element of tzniut for spiritual.
And like emotion. And like, it seems like in the way you talk and the way you act and behave.
It's true. Like for example, there's halacha, shofan arach, and you're not supposed to jump to be the first chazan. You're supposed to wait till somebody asks you to be chazan, and then you're like, I don't know. And then after three times they ask you, then you get up to be chazan. Now, lamaisa, we don't do that. Especially here, if chazan asks you to daven, you daven. It'll just be annoying. But that idea of the Shulchan Aruch is trying to, that you shouldn't be the first guy to run up and like, hey, look at me, everyone, like draw attention to yourself. Maybe, yeah, maybe it's also in spiritual and also in the physical. There's an idea of like self, you know, keeping it on the DL, so to speak. Fine, so you don't want to, ubusha, and embarrassment, okay, going back to the Garden of Eden. Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even before God, not just before people. It's night, no light back then, and you're in your room of rooms. Halo melo kala aretz kvoda. The whole world is full of his glory. And darkness and light is the same before God. So therefore, you should not even when no one else is around, there's an element of tzniut. Really fascinating. Now one could ask, wait a second, when I'm in the shower, I'm also in front of God, right? How can I be naked in the shower? I guess there, on a functional level, there's nearly no other way to shower, and like, maybe there are certain places where like, even God would say it's like, fine, that's appropriate. But certain places, it's like, you know, that's That's more tenu event. Chen tzarech lizaher. What does lizaher mean, guys?
To be careful.
Very good, to be careful. Tamid machmat tamze. Always machmat. What does machmat mean? Because of. Okay, good word to write in if you want. Because of this tam. What does tam mean?
Reason.
Shelo bimkom echach milagalot mibsaro. Unless it's necessary, like in the shower, not to reveal your flesh too much. Va'afilu ma'at, even a little bit. Kol ma shedarcha liyot mechusab b'gadim la'olam. Whatever is the normal nature of being revealed. So I guess it goes on your society. What normally would be revealed, that's what you should not reveal. Okay? Aval rashai legalot yado ad kuvado. But your hand you can reveal until the kuvado, which is I think that's until like about here. Which is, by the way, the source for the, you know how some girls make sure to cover up to here and some girls are lenient up to here? So the reason that many girls are strict up to here is because the Mishnah Berurah takes a little bit of a strict stance. And he says that only up to here is the norm in his society, and that's what you should be covered. Whereas in other poskim, based on different societies, said no, it's normal to cover it up to here. But this is the Mishnah Berurah, the Shitato, is a little bit strict when it comes to tzniut. Was he even for guys? He says he'd prefer that you would not, you know, leave that uncovered. Okay. V'tzavaro ad hachazeh. And your neck until the chest. Okay? That's here. So same thing when it comes to women, you'll see that some women will cover up, then some will leave a little bit more. The stricter opinion is that of the Mishnah Berurah, and that's why many are strict, and there are more lenient perspectives which will allow a little bit more flesh, whatever. Okay? But just so you should know, that's why some are strict. I think the difference is for men it's more of a minhag, whereas for women it's a halacha, but the halacha might be dependent on the minhag. Meaning, this is a good custom that many people do, but for women they have to do it, but where exactly do we draw the line is based on the customs of each society. Yeah? Okay. Alken hanpilot. Hanpilot apparently were a certain particular type of people. These people would totally get dressed under the cover. They didn't even want to reveal their feet, right? Because in their society, no one revealed their feet. It was considered unsanuot to reveal their feet. In these societies, their feet would always be covered, so they would even get dressed under the cover for their feet. Obviously, in our society, it would be fine. Right, because it's normal for us to leave our feet uncovered. Even in the summer, they never would go barefoot. And everything like this, unless it's impossible. But what's a beit hamerchatz?
A bathhouse.
In a bathhouse. That the way of people is to go arum. What's arum? Naked, right? We learned that back in the Garden of Eden. The EF Shar Ben Yachar. There's no other way to do it. In bazem mishum pritzus. There's no in it. There's no pritzus. What does pritzus mean?
Promiscuous.
It's not promiscuous. The fruits. It's not breaking down any gathers. Because that's the norm in a bathhouse to walk around naked. Therefore, you can walk around naked. Okay? McCann, I guess it's probably the big question is, what's considered normal? Does it go by your norms in like Jewish Orthodox society, or does it go by
society?
I mean, I think
it's more of a personal thing. It's about being comfortable with yourself and like what you're personally comfortable with. Like, you shouldn't go beyond your own personal boundaries
which is influenced by society.
That's true, but right. Even if it goes by your personal standards, your personal standards are affecting the people around you. Because you may be comfortable walking around in boxers or a t-shirt or no shirt, but the people around you might not be. So I think that's why there is more of a there is some sort of standard that we set, but there also may be some sort of subjectivity, like when it comes to being stringent, let's say. Okay? Okay, and Kisharuch is ben Nahar. When you're going to bathe in the river, remember they didn't have, you know, showers back then in the house, they would go to the river. Hadin Ken, the law is like this. That's the law, you know, it's subjective. You have to take off your shirt, you have to take off your shirt. But as much as possible, you should, you know, take off your shirt close to the nar. Right? Or you go to the swimming pool, take off your shirt when you get to the swimming pool. You don't, the whole way down, you know, take off my shirt. You shouldn't, you know, take off your shirt for no reason. But even when you're going to the river, you can leave your erva exposed, right? Your private parts. Not only that, but if when you're going into the river and you're covering your private parts, it almost implies you're embarrassed of your makum hamila, and that's not good. So you shouldn't cover yourself when you're going into the bathhouse. I mean, a little similar to what Avraham was saying originally, right? It's like you're a kofer. You're denying. You're trying to cover up the brit of Avraham Avinu. But when you go up from the nar, we'll close with this. When you're facing the people and everyone's looking at your nakedness, bend a little bit or put your hand to cover your nakedness, but don't touch it. As we'll explain later, the shirt of a Talmud Chacham, as long as your flesh is not seen from below, and nowadays, we're not strict about this, everyone goes in shorts and we don't let our flesh be exposed. We're a little bit more stringent than they were in Talmudic times. But again, it seems to be like it's a little bit dependent on the norms of your society. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll do Bet in the Mishnah Berurah tomorrow.